Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But also, these pastors, they stood up for America. They stood up for the church. They stood up for the prisoner. And then people started talking bad about them. And, you know, what did Bishop Harry Jackson, what's his response to, you know, these negative statements being said about these great men and women of God who boldly stood up before everyone? You can say what you want to. They stood up for what's right.
It wasn't like they didn't know they were not going to be attacked
right.
by going there.
Right.
But they went anyway.
But
that's what you need, courageous leadership.
But you think about it. If you love God,
oh, yeah.
and you love people, and you read the scriptures, what it says to do, they did the right thing.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, let's listen to what Bishop Harry Jackson had to say answering that very question. Check it out.
Well, first of all, I want to say about Jamal Bryant that I love Jamal Bryant. I would consider him a person who I'm very, very friendly with. And I think his heart is to promote African-American issues in our community. But I think he's got it wrong on this one. What he doesn't understand, that you can't be a prophet to the culture while you're standing outside of the room. Many of the people who came in to that meeting knew that they would be misunderstood, disrespected, lied on, talked about, but they came anyway because the needs of the people, especially returning citizens, are so important. I believe this is the greatest civil rights issue of our generation, the overcriminalization of minorities, and what are we, the church, going to advocate for?
That's so powerful when you hear that. You know, we want to hear what are your thoughts about this.
Absolutely.
You know, they need to say, as a matter of fact, comment below and write to us at friendsatvfnkb.com. Your opinion matters and when it comes to the caring for everyone.
Sure.
And I like the way that he worded that, you know, that you know, he's not putting the brother down. He's saying, listen, you know, we agree on a lot of things, he's doing a lot of good things, but this particular issue, I feel differently about
yeah.
that. But also think about this, you know, so many people think you're doing it for the cameras. And it's like, if you do anything with big government, it's only momentary. I mean, everything else has to be done behind the scenes, right? And so that's just his question, because many people were saying, or some people were saying, you know, did you just do this for the cameras?
Is this a photo op or something?
Was this just a photo op? And there's no, I mean, anyway. So this is his response to, was this being just done for the cameras, playing some role for the cameras? Let's listen to Bishop Harry Jackson.
I say they don't understand that I've been talking for 15 months about these issues. They don't understand that I've cried and prayed and fasted that God would move in on the hearts of these leaders in this administration. They want to diminish my heart and my spirituality. And they just don't understand that if this stuff is going on in America, it's going to get fixed. We're going to have to call on supernatural biblical authority to break the chains that bind and break the curse of generational poverty on blacks and Hispanics in our nation. So my heart is to see America blaze in the glory of God. My heart is, I don't care what people say about me, but can Jesus use me and can he move in our nation? Forgive me, my heart is a little bit touched today.
That's so powerful, you know. You think about this, as you're seeing right now, this is actually done by the Rasmussen poll, speaking specifically about, you know, what's taking place. And this is what they say, that President Trump hits a 29% approval rating among blacks, up from just 15% of August 2017.
So within 1 year,
yes,
double in support, which is amazing.
Now I think about his prayer. I think about, you know, Bishop Harry Jackson's prayer, America being ablaze.
Mm.
It reminds me of the prophetic word that was spoken by Young Yi Cho about America and Pastor John Kilpatrick, a Church of His Presence, is delivering that word. Take a look.
Talked to her and she said, I just left Seattle. And she said, I was in a meeting in Seattle, Pastor. She said, I know I never met you, but I've been going here a long time. I said, yeah, I know that. She said, I just left a meeting in Seattle. And she said, Dr. Cho was the speaker. And she said, I heard him say in Seattle that the Lord told him, he said, I'm about to pour out my spirit in America. And he said, well, Lord, I said, are you through with America? Are you through with America? It looks like that you know, everything just going haywire. You're through with America. And God said, oh, no. He said, I'm not through with America. He said, I'm about to pour out my spirit there. He said, as a matter of fact, get your atlas out of your attaché case. And he got his atlas out, opened it up, and the Lord said, point. And it landed right on the dot of Pensacola. And the Lord spoke to Joe and said, I'm going to pour out my spirit first here like a match head. It'll burn like a match head, bright, and it'll be powerful. And he said, then it will go over to the Mississippi River, and it'll back up across Florida again, come down into the peninsula of Florida, go up the east coast down through the west and the southwest and shoot out to the northwest. And before my coming, all of America will be ablaze with the glory of God.
Isn't that amazing how prophecy works? You know, God just moves through us. When Bishop Harry Jackson says, my prayer is that I want to see America ablaze. Mm. And look what Dr. Yung Yee Cho said about America will be ablaze again before the Lord returns. And Dr., you know, you think about Bishop Harry Jackson.
Yeah.
He's part of this choral worship of what God is doing in the earth. And it's so important. Some of the prophetic words are that revival will come to America through our African American brothers and sisters and through the Hispanic brothers and sisters in America. And I'm telling you what, we just heard
Samuel Rodriguez.
Samuel Rodriguez, like, woo!
Bring the fire.
Oh my goodness. That would be great.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness. He was such a little package, but he's so big.
Hey.
Harris is powerful, totally powerful.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.